From Washington, this is VOA News. A Nigerian lawmaker says a new wave of Islamic militant attacks has killed more than 1,000 people. And Paris's Eiffel Tower dims its lights for Paris shooting victims as a manhunt continues for the perpetrators. I'm Michael Lippin. A Nigerian lawmaker says a series of attacks by Islamic militant group Boko Haram has killed at least 1,000 people in recent days. Nigerian Senator Maina Majilawan told VOA that Boko Haram went wild on Wednesday, burning homes in the northeastern town of Baga and surrounding villages. Lawan said he believed the death toll was more than just hundreds. Several security analysts monitoring the situation told VOA that Lawan's number sounds like a high estimate, but one that cannot be ruled out. Boko Haram seized Baga and a key military base on Saturday, driving out Nigerian soldiers after a fierce gun battle. Lawan says the militants looted local food stores and pharmacies before setting off a series of fires. French authorities dimmed the lights of the Eiffel Tower in Paris on Thursday night to honor the victims of Wednesday's massacre at French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The tribute was part of a national day of mourning in France for the 12 people killed in the attack, most of them journalists, as well as two policemen. French security forces continued to search for two Islamist militants suspected of carrying out the massacre. More than 88,000 personnel were involved in the manhunt for the French-born Kouachi brothers. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said the two suspects were previously known to intelligence services. The magazine shootings are the deadliest act of terror in France in decades. You're listening to VOA News. Mainstream Islamic leaders and organizations have rushed to condemn the Charlie Hebdo massacre as a horrific act of terror that goes against the principles of Islam. But as VOA's William Gallo reports, many Muslims also are upset at what they see as the paper's offensive cartoons.
Al-Azhar, one of the most respected institutions of Sunni Islamic learning, called the attack criminal and an offense committed against Muslim sentiments. Condemnations also poured in from the leaders of Muslim-majority nations, such as Syria, Iraq, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. Even Iran's foreign ministry denounced the attack, but it criticized what it said are abuses of freedom of speech and character assassination of religious figures. That response is in reference to the French magazine's often mocking cartoon portrayal of the Muslim prophet Muhammad, among other religious figures. Ahmed Rihab is the executive director of the Chicago chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
I think as a society, we ought not champion offending people's sacred spaces and symbols in the name of freedom of speech. But when it happens, we ought to not excuse penalizing such people with death or violence.
Other Muslims are offended at the very notion that they should have to respond at all to acts of religious extremists they aren't associated with. William Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian refugees and internally displaced people endured harsh weather for a third straight day on Thursday due to a storm that has brought blizzards, rain, and plummeting temperatures to the Middle East. Tens of thousands of refugees across Lebanon and Jordan have been struggling to keep warm and to protect their makeshift shelters. Indonesian authorities are stepping up efforts to lift the tail structure of AirAsia Flight 8501, which crashed in the Java Sea on December 28th. Elite Indonesian military divers battled strong currents on Thursday to search the wreckage for the voice and flight data recorders that could reveal why the plane crashed. The tail section of the plane was located on Wednesday on the seabed, about 30 kilometers from the plane's last known location. The voice and data recorders, which are located in the plane's tail section, may offer essential information about the flight. AirAsia Flight 8501 vanished from radar screens over the northern Java Sea less than halfway into a two-hour flight from Indonesia's second-biggest city of Surabaya to Singapore. And Vietnam's transport minister has publicly criticized the management of a Chinese railway company following accidents at a railway construction project in the capital, Hanoi. The minister was seen in a nationally televised broadcast late Wednesday, shouting and pointing fingers at a representative of the China Railway Sixth Group during a meeting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.